Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Score! The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, it's been quite a week. You know.
Pat Mahomes Sr. Was there ever a moment where you thought that there was a chance your son was going to be playing for the Bears?
Well, they told him that they were going to draft him. So initially, he thought he was going to be a Chicago Bear.
Oh, my God.
Can someone pass me some Patron?
Oh, my God.
The greatest quarterback I've ever seen could have been a Bear.
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Patrick Mahomes, the second.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Patrick Mahomes is here talking to his father, Pat Mahomes Sr.
Yeah, Dad, it's so nice that you're here with us today, and I just want to thank you for teaching me everything that I know. But the one thing that you didn't teach me, or you shouldn't have taught me, is to put ketchup on my well-done steak. Can you tell these guys why I grew up eating steak like that? Was it your fault? Was it Mom's fault? Was it Jackson's fault? I don't know who it was, but I had to thank you for it.
That was awesome, whoever that was.
That's our producer, yeah, Shane.
It's awesome,
it's the
right?
guy you've been talking to, Pat.
Yeah, that was awesome. I actually thought I was talking to Pat.
Mike Pereira, lead NFL rules analyst over at Fox Sports. This referee assist thing is it is so confusing. Why is replay assist used? When is it used? What is happening here? Why don't I understand it if I watch this much football?
I don't know, because I'm starting to not understand it either. Look.
Great. Has technology made officiating worse?
Do you really want me to answer that? I think the officials themselves are better. I think the officiating's worse, and I think it's the technology. I could say right now that maybe the most important person when it comes to officiating is not the referee, is not the side judge, is not the back judge. It might be the replay official.
Dave wants it.
Shane, wake up. Spiggs is here. Come on, we got to have a little...
Yeah, Spiggs is here. It's a special occasion.
Tanny, we got to have another little taste because Spiggs is here.
Yeah, huh? That's a good point. That's
celebration,
good.
Coach.
That happens once a month.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's a good
that's
point.
Right.
Luke Getsy is coaching one of the teams in the Senior Bowl.
This is his moment to really flex as a head coach.
So here's Luke Getsy from the Senior Bowl.
I'll always be myself. You know, I'm not someone that's going to be going to tackle somebody, but I like to bring juice.
Is that why the media guys liked him so much? He delivered juice, which was a nice touch.
I like to bring juice.
Yeah.
Big squirt guy, right? He likes that weird squirt soda.
Not a fan, by the way.
Really good with gin.
Really?
Sure. Really good with gin.
Really?
Yeah. Ray says it's good with tequila.
Racist, you put the tequila on, right? Oh, no, he said it, is what you
Yeah,
mean.
I'm not just offering up because his last name is Diaz that he likes tequila.
No, Spiegs.
He
did,
said it.
But Spiegs made that.
And then connect. I tried to put it on Shane.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. You were passing off your racism.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
And Shane swatted it back at you.
Bad guy.
I got to tell you, that sounds like the same kind of garbage we were hearing 40 years ago about players. That really sounds like garbage. Mr. Campanis, I know it's noisy there in the Astrodome, but let me try my question again.
You know, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Friday, baby. The hype.
Afternoons on the Score.
Thank you so much for hanging out with the Parkinson Spiegel Show. We were just joking earlier, but seriously, if you want to tell a friend, you know, we're still early in 2023. We'd like the mob to be growing. Say, hey, there's a fun show in Chicago that just really focuses on trying to make each other and all of us laugh. And we do some kind of cool stuff like that. It was a recap of just 4 days of this show. Tanny does a best of the week. So the things that you could do to us, twofold.
I guess really three. You could subscribe to the podcast if you don't right now. You could tell a friend about the show, or you could just listen a little bit longer. Every little extra segment, all of those things would be supporting us here at the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
That is all 100% true. It is a very special thing that we get to do. Without restrictions, talk sports and try to make each other laugh, as you say, and get very real, whether it is the story yesterday about you and a lot of blood and one of your children, or whether it was the story, the conversation the other day about Bobby Hull and like living in the media and being forced to make decisions that maybe you'd make differently now in regards to people. Like that kind of, the kind of realness that we have here is very special. And we appreciate it. For Mitch Rosen, Greg Salk, and everybody, and we appreciate the listeners. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, so thank you for being a part of our day, and we hope to be a good part of your day as well.
And now let's get real, Danny.
Well, yeah, so this is interesting because you know what I think about my good friend, one of my best friends in the world, Nick Wright. I think he's great at this. And Tanny put together like a little condensed version of his thoughts on Tom Brady. And I have made reference to it. It has been a commonly said thing. Did Tom Brady lose his family to go 8-9? Was it worth it? We talked about that, right? Was it worth it to play this last season if it really did cost Brady his marriage? And Seth Wickersham had a story at ESPN.com, and Seth Wickersham has interviewed him and chronicled Tom Brady's career for a long, long time.
Knows him and knows how he's ticking. I've got it up right here, and that was the basis for Nick's commentary, and I'm glad you're bringing it up. Anybody who hasn't read it ought to get there because you really get inside the humanity of the man, that's for sure.
Yeah, and so I'll just set up the commentary real quick. It was Wickersham was talking about Brady and the family, and Giselle being really sick of football, and Brady being torn, and what does he do? What direction does he go? What's he willing to sacrifice? And Nick talked about it in terms of greatness, and that the media is basically missing the point. So here is from the What's Right Show podcast, my good friend Nick Wright.
Tom Brady was trying to do things no athlete had ever done. I am going to play until I'm 45. You wanted to reach it. I get it. I'm not trying to compare myself at all to Tom Brady. I am not the greatest sportscaster in the history of the world. However, what I will say is this. It has been over the last decade of my life, and your mom and I are coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary and 15 years together, a habitual burr in her saddle, if you will, that there is no level of professional accomplishment that I can achieve that results in me throttling down. She is convinced that the majority of people in my field don't watch all the games. And she's right. The game that I've always been trying to play is, will there be a single moment in time where if you did a Family Feud style, ask 100 sports fans on the street who is the best sports talk guy there is, where I get the most votes. I have not gotten there yet. I'm now in the conversation. Now, if you ask 100 people, I get a few votes, but I'm not Colin. I'm not Skip. I'm not Stephen A. What can be frustrating for our loved ones when that is your standard is, even if and when you get there, you probably then change what you're chasing next. And it can be incredibly difficult on the people around you. It can be not the best thing for your children. These are the sacrifices you make and the decisions that you make if you truly want to be the very, very best. And you hope that for your children, there are some positives that come along with the negatives. It's like a push and a pull. Like, while I was chasing my job, you were spending your senior year of high school without me. I was back and forth on the weekends. That was not good for you. So I have to own that that was a selfish decision by me for what I wanted to do that hurt you. Uh-huh. While I've been chasing my job, I didn't, with Deora, your sister, like, probably push her as hard as I should have on a lot of the like college and school stuff. I was focused on me. And now she's navigating that. I see the stuff people are saying about Brady right now, and I think a lot of it's bull. Like, oh, you sacrificed your marriage to go 8-9. And I just don't think people understand these are not easy decisions. Bro, I get it. You do wonder, was it worth it? Did I make the right decision? And you don't know. I empathize with you, man.
Yeah, it's great stuff from your buddy Nick. And I had seen it. You brought it up in the meeting, and I had actually already seen it. And it's what drove me to read the Wickersham piece. And it's a great lesson to bring the humanity back into it and try to understand the life decisions that Brady has made and that a lot of people in a lot of fields make to try and reach their dream potential. And you think, is it about my legacy? Is it about my family? And sometimes there's a breaking point for different people. And I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, I thought it was incredibly well done. And it's 10 minutes and we condensed it down. Tanny condensed it down into the essence of it. But and you don't have to be, you know, a 1% earner or performer to struggle with the work-life balance of, am I working too hard? Am I taking time away from, am I missing too many practices or dance recitals or whatever in order to get the next promotion that in theory gets me to retire earlier or to pay for the college education or to help my kid with less debt or to pay off the mortgage or to pay a medical bill? Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily be a Tom Brady level performer
that. That's the thing. It's completely relatable for those kind of conversations. And as Wickersham maps out, Giselle and Tom had those kind of conversations for the last decade. He's been a father of three since he was 35.
Yeah.
And his stated dream was to play till 45. And it obviously hit a breaking point before this final season. And he was like, no, I said I wanted to do this, and I've been dreaming of doing this, and here I am. I have a chance to do it.
And a texter, I can hear it. I can understand why. It's like, it sounds selfish. It's ridiculous. Like it's great. Chasing greatness or whatever. I'll choose my family. Good. Great. That is your choice. And one of the points that Nick made was like, in theory, and you hope that you shouldn't obviously neglect your family or be bad to your family or anything like that. But if you are truly a one of one, and it's not just someone who is replaceable, he used the example of the middling lawyer at the huge firm where there's hundreds of middling lawyers, but you really are making a difference or inspirational, or you're the astronaut who's the best astronaut or the brain surgeon who's the best brain surgeon or whatever the case may be. If it is truly about greatness, you hope that with the example that you set for your kids or the money that you make or whatever, that it comes back to them and that when they grow up, they understand what it takes to achieve greatness and following passion and all of that. And so I don't know if Brady regrets his decision or not. I have no idea. But what Nick said today did make me think about it differently in terms of he had a goal, he had accomplished every other goal, and he wanted to accomplish the last goal of playing till he was 45. But it seems like, according to the Wickersham piece, that it might have come with a huge cost.
If you are blessed with a life partner who can express themselves clearly and who does understand you and loves you, then you can make those kind of decisions with a clear and sober mind. You know, like if she said specifically to him, you know, the macro version of, is this a Tommy day or is this a family day? Which is something that apparently they said all the time. She's like, what are we doing here today, Tom? Is it a Tommy day or a family day? If she said before this year, it's time for it to be a family year, and he had agreed to it, and that was the genesis of the first
retirement,
you know? And she gave him this clear thing, and he made the decision. Then he's got to live with that decision in a really clear way. I hope for his sake that it was very clear. And as we all think about ourselves and the texters saying, I choose my family, and we totally understand. I think about, you know, completely different. It's just how we personalize it. I'm thinking about the gigs that I've said no to, singing gigs. Like, no, you know what? I can't do that. I'd love to, but I really just can't. It's too much. Or for you, if it's like a radio show, here's a national network radio show on a weekend that you've said no to because you can't, because you've got family, and your wife hopefully has clearly said to you, we need to prioritize this better, and you grow during the process. What I hope for Brady is that, and really for Nick as he struggles with it, and I think about it for myself all the time, is that our egos get controlled by ourselves just enough so we don't lose something that we regret losing. You know what I mean? Because I've chased it, and I've thought about, but I got to get out there. I got to put myself in front of this crowd. I need this applause. I need that gig. I need whatever, whatever. But if it can happen where your ego gets in the way and you end up costing yourself that family. And I hope that isn't what happened to Tom.
Yeah, I hope not too. You don't hope it for anybody, right? I was, Michelle Obama's book, she was talking about marriage and about how no marriage is ever 50-50. Sometimes it's 70-30 one way, sometimes it's 60-40 the other way. But you hope that if you've chosen the right person, you understand that their intentions are always good, and that after the fact you wake up and it's been 30 years It felt even. You know what I mean? It felt like there was mutual respect. And
it's hard when you're Michelle Obama and your husband's Barack.
Yeah. Well, because the texter says, well, no, your family always comes first. Hold on a second, though. You really? Like, always? There's never a time. There's never a time that you're the president, you're the leader of the free world, your work impacts millions and millions and millions of people.
Sure.
That he didn't show up at an event for Sasha or Malia? Of course there was.
Yeah.
But you hope that in the long run they understand it. Like, it's a very easy thing to say, but like career advancement, you know, like you take your family into another socioeconomic stratosphere, and then you could pay for better schooling, and then you could build generational wealth, and then they can graduate debt free. And you can do things to better the people that you love the most, even if there is some short term pain of
absolutely
mommy or daddy wasn't at the dance recital.
I can repersonalize and say, what if I have a gig where we've sold 500 tickets and the band is counting on me to be there and the people are counting on me to be there and we're as a family counting on the income, and all of a sudden my son is sick and now I have to ask my wife to take care of him? Or sometimes the family doesn't come first and it sucks and you feel like crap about it,
yeah.
But you're doing what you have to do. So, no, I applaud Nick for bringing it back to the humanity of it and thinking about Tom. And he wanted to play to 45. He wanted to get all the way there.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing that I admit that I overlooked.
Yeah.
Of like, it wasn't really just about one more ring. He had already gotten to his goal, right? Edelman told the story famously when he was like, oh, we got to get you to five so you could pass Montana. And he said, I'm not chasing Montana, I'm chasing Jordan. So but when he was at three, he was thinking about six. and then he got to seven. So really, he obviously wanted to win another ring, but
he was trying to establish this 45 years old thing.
Yeah, that was just that was a thing for him that mattered.
And you know what? It's TB12, his whole brand, his whole lifestyle brand is based on that as a premise.
Yeah.
He was trying to show it as a thing, and he truly also believed it. Here's a leftover story that ties into that. There's a from Tyler Dunn's book called The Blood and Guts, which he wrote about tight ends. There's a story about after Tony Gonzalez, the great tight end, was retired, Tom Brady called him and said, hey, you want to have a catch? And Gonzalez is like, sure, okay. And Brady told him to bring his cleats. And Gonzalez figured Brady was just looking to get a quick workout in. Boy, was he wrong. When he showed up, Gonzalez saw a bunch of non-athletes standing around, no other players. He was the only one catching balls from Brady. Every pass was on the money. Whenever Gonzalez got back to the line of scrimmage, Brady even apologized for not placing the ball in front of him because those extra 6 inches correlated to 3 more yards on his yak. When the workout was done, all others in attendance circled Gonzalez like it was an intervention. There was Tom House, the quarterback's private coach, a nutritionist, a stretch coach, a mental coach. Brady closed in, thanked Tony Gonzalez for his time, and said, are you sure you're done playing? Gonzalez said he was. Brady told him a player can sustain their physical peak until the age of 45, and that Gonzalez would crush it with Gronkowski playing together in New England. Still, Gonzalez stayed retired. So he's going out and recruiting Tony Gonzalez for real when he thinks he's just having a catch, and he's basing it on the sports science of you can keep doing this, and by the way, you'll come help me. And by the way, here are all the people who are going to help me do it. So this was his life. This was his mantra and his methodology, and he believed it, and he wanted to go out and prove it for one more season. And Giselle was like, we think you should stop, Tom. You've proven everything. And he said no.
Yeah, but I got to say,
Like,
if you've lived it your whole professional life as a goal, you can understand sticking to it.
I can understand it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think, and again, it's overwhelmingly likely that it was not as simple as one more year and we're done. Because then you would worry about, well, then if I don't do this, am I going to resent you that you didn't let me do the one more year and then we're going to be done anyway?
Right,
and if we were teetering on that level and all of that.
Couldn't you see as a married man those conversations then lead you down a path that ends you up there?
Yeah, absolutely. And it would, but like, if it actually was that simple and that black and white, and I consider myself to be a fairly motivated, hardworking individual, it is kind of, it is still hard to grasp the idea of like, it is just playing football.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an astronaut exploring the world and expanding humanity by being the first man to walk on Mars. You're not curing cancer. You're not. I mean, running a union that solves wage issues that affects thousands of families. You know what I mean? Like you're already considered the GOAT, and it's one more year. And if you wanted to save your marriage and you needed to quit and play to 44 instead of 45, I do feel like the vast majority of humans would choose the family door, but the vast majority of humans
would not have gotten there with that choice.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And nowhere close to it, right?
Yeah.
He got to every place that he had gotten to professionally before.
Because of that drive.
Because of that drive and that singular focus and that prioritization of it. There was a clip from Shannon Sharpe's podcast that was going around where he was talking about, like, it was Chad Johnson asking him about what his view on marriage was, because he's single. And he was like, my whole motivation was to get, like, my mom and grandma out of the situation that we grew up in. So football was always going to be first, and I was going to be a Hall of Famer, and I was just going to put football first. And there were women, and so I was probably not a very good brother or a good friend, and I was definitely a bad boyfriend and not a good father. But there were women who were willing to put themselves second to football to me, but it still just never, it always seemed like I couldn't do it. And so it was just football, 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 football. And now I sit here and I'm 55 years old and I'm obviously condensing this down.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've achieved all of these things and I'm wealthy and I'm famous and I'm in the Hall of Fame, but who do you share it with?
Oh,
yeah.
Shannon Sharpe copped to that?
Shannon Sharpe copped to it.
Oh, good for him for sharing that.
You know, and so.
That's heavy, man.
So like, that's the other side of the coin now, but he never was married. So he never had, you know, but I think he does have one or two kids, but he was never married. But just the idea of he got there, he has achieved every possible thing you could possibly achieve.
Yep.
And now he feels like he has it all alone, which would be very tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see that guy, Tom Brady, emotional on the beach.
Yeah, man.
How's he struggling with it? Or is he not?
Yeah, there's a lot of great art written and created about that kind of message, about ending up with everything you always wanted, but then realizing that perhaps you wanted the wrong thing.
Text and Twitch in your questions for one last thing. In 20 minutes or so, we will end the show with your questions. Coming up next, upgrading in your life, where you do it, where you stay and hold to your past as you mature and improve on the success ladder. On the station today, a story was told that kind of blew my mind. Next on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People.
I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
The best Friday in the history of Fridays.
Afternoons on the Score.
Get in your questions for one last thing. So we'll just peel back the curtain here for just a little, for just a second. Matt Bowen's awesome.
Matt Bowen is awesome.
He goes on with Bernstein and Holmes, and he's down at the Senior Bowl. And I'm listening to the segment, and you know, because trying to think about who we could bring on. Do we want to bring someone on from the Senior Bowl? We did a lot about the Luke Getsy stuff yesterday, which is like the most direct Bears angle. These are not really first round prospects that are at the Senior Bowl, so no one's in play for the number one pick. And then it's really tough to project, like, who are the Bears going to take at 54 or in the third round? And there hasn't been the combine. It's a long ways off. But I'm listening. I'm like, man, this is really, really good information. It just feels to me, it felt to me anyway, like really specific information 11 weeks before the draft.
Yeah, when we need to talk about Sidney Porter, the safety, we will go back and access that.
Yeah, exactly. And so like we made a bunch of notes on what Matt Bowen said about some players that we might play clips from that interview today in 6 weeks, you know? But so I'm like, oh, man, all right. So Tanny and I were listening together. I was like, all right, we didn't really get anything out of this that's going to be a topic or a jumping off point. It was probably 15 minutes into the conversation. We're listening. We're just hanging out in the office. We're doing our thing. And then it ended with Matt Bowen saying maybe the most relatable thing, anecdote, story that I've heard on these airwaves in a long, long time.
I usually start with Bud Heavies. Okay, so like Coors Banquet is like, you know, premium beer to me. So that would be like a step up. So I'll start with a couple Bud Heavies at dinner, and then afterwards I might have a couple Coors Banquets. That's kind of, you know, Dan, I'll tell you real quick. I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
I love that Matt Bowen is Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai.
So he only buys beer you can get in 30 packs. And Bud Heavy, and I had to Google it, is simply Budweiser. It's like it's not Bud Light.
Correct.
I thought it was like, oh, Bud Heavy. Is that something special?
No, it's just what they, it's what people call, because Bud Light is so popular and Budweiser is, so they can be
Bud Heavy.
A little gross. You call it Bud Heavy. Yeah, so Bud Heavy,
uh-huh.
And then
Coors Banquet.
Yeah,
is that a higher end Coors?
Yeah,
is that just Coors?
It's Coors Heavy.
Tyler throwing on a headset like he knows what Coors is.
Coors Heavy, right?
Is that all it is?
It's just non.
Well, that Sam Elliott talks about the banquet beer. Isn't that one of the things Elliott teaches us about? The banquet beer.
I thought he taught me that pork. It's what's for dinner, or is that beef? Yeah,
damn. I blew it.
Very ineffective campaign if you can't remember if it's beef or pork.
Pork is the other white meat. Beef
go.
Is what's for dinner. And maybe they're all Sam Elliott. I don't know.
I just loved so much that this guy who played in the NFL from 2000 to 2006 and writes articles that are featured on ESPN.com, does media appearances all over the country.
He's staying locked in.
This man has not he has had every opportunity in the world to become smug and a craft beer enthusiast.
No chance from that
guy. And he is just not interested in a gumball head.
Yeah, Coors Banquet.
He's not interested in a Tank 7 or a Zombie Dust.
No.
I respect. Not interested in a Daisy Cutter.
What would be, but like he likes the flavor of a basic American lager, right? So what would be the best version of that? Because if you're talking about IPAs and like going into a different flavor profile, that can get very complicated and can skunk you out a little bit. So what would be the best version of an American lager?
Well, according to him, it's Bud Heavy. It's Bud Heavy and Coors Heavy.
Well, Coors Banquet.
Yeah, but it's the same. Good.
No, Coors Banquet is he considers that premium beer. It's
premium beer. I mean, my thing is, I don't really have a discerning taste for the cheap beers. Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light, PBR, like whatever. Like it's water with alcohol. Like just like throw it at me. I'll drink them. It's great. They're all delicious. I'm fine with all of them. Miller High Life, whatever the case may be. But then I like more a little nicer, more expensive beer because I don't necessarily think that it's the flavor profile for Matt Bowen. I do 15 minutes on that answer with Bowen right now.
You don't think it's the flavor profile?
He said he only drinks beer that you can buy by the 30 rack.
That
you
is,
can't buy zombie dust by the 30 rack.
But that sounds like a funny line to add on and rationalize on the back end once you have established your flavor profile that you're not going away from. But I don't know. You could be right.
We could do some follow-up interviews and questions. Hey, Matt Bowen, can you come on our show and not ask any answer any football
questions?
Yeah,
nothing.
But so that I just love the idea that Matt Bowen has not in any way gone bougie or upgraded or updated his beer profile in his mid-40s after a man who's traveled the country, if not the world, four different NFL cities, working for the worldwide leader in sports.
Yeah. He's feeling it. Don't you think also, by the way, real quick, Danny, that like there's something about sticking to Bud Heavy and Coors Banquet that feels honorable and solid and connected to his upbringing, to him. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Like, it's just, it feels like, damn it, I'm a Bud man. I've always been a Bud man, and that's who I am.
Absolutely. Nostalgia is a
big factor.
Is a powerful thing.
Yes.
Sarky's Cafe in Evanston.
Oh, I know that place. Yeah.
Love it. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Sure.
I go there often, but it's a thing that I did going, you know, when I was sixth grade. So is there like a better bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich?
Yes.
Than the bacon Loretta at Sarky's? Like, yeah, there objectively is. Is there one that I would ever say is one that I would prefer over that one? No. No, that's my bacon. Now, honestly, frankly, it's kind of a little expensive. It's like $14. Like I remember going to Sarky's when that sandwich was $3.50.
Yeah.
You know, so they have grown exponentially. Still cash only. Love that spot. But it's just unbelievable. I think of things like that. And then, you know, I'm not much of a car guy. So I think I can make 3, 4, or 5x what I make now, and I don't think I'd really upgrade my ride in any.
You wouldn't
meaningful...
go to Johnny Fancy Car, be driving around in a.
I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, but like, I'd have to have like true FU money in order to do that.
I've upgraded my scotch. You know, if I'm gonna buy a bottle of brown liquor, I've upgraded it because I fetishize flavor, you know, like coffee, like I have fetishized coffee. There's a lot of people who are like, well, I was born chock full of nuts and I'm staying chock full of nuts. You know,
yeah, coffee's a good one. Like, you know, especially like when, you know, living where I lived for a while, like, you know, closer to the lake. This is going to sound funny, but like Dark Matter is a coffee that you can really,
yes,
you know, get like in a certain part of the city, basically, you know, east of Western or right out. Whether I moved out west closer to Harlem, I can't get Dark Matter coffee out by me. So I will drive once a week out of my way to go get a bag of Unicorn Blood or Old Danknik or whatever they got, because like that is one of the few things in life that you can make a simple upgrade and your day will become infinitely better from the very start of it by just upgrading your coffee. So that's what I hadn't thought about, but that is spot on.
Right? Yeah, this coffee. But it's like, I mean, I respect it. I do respect it.
I respect the hell out of it. And like, man, like, simple pleasures in life. Like, Matt Bowen knows wherever he goes, he can find a Budweiser. Yeah. And if that's the beer that makes him the happiest, what a
What a treat.
Oh, I know.
What a joy.
He's not one of us. Like, when I walk into a bar or I'm somewhere and there's a bar there, I immediately look like, let's see, what do they have with the high-end brown liquor? Let's see. How many Highlands do they have? Do they have anything that doesn't have peat
right.
and smoke? Like, what are my options here?
Yeah. Like, my wife now is much more with me on, like, the red wine thing. But for a while, she was, like, Sauvignon Blanc or nothing, like, early on when we were dating. We go to a dive bar, and she's like, I want some Sauvignon Blanc. I'd be embarrassed. I'm like, they don't have Sauvignon Blanc here. You know what I mean? That's you're making it very difficult for everybody in order to go through with this. So, like, I admire the hell out of it. And I think the more places you can be in life where you're like that,
yeah,
probably you're easier to please. You're happier.
I wonder what the NFL play design version of Bud Heavy is. It's another follow up for Matt Bowen, right? Like, is it
65 toss power trap?
65 toss power trap. Set them up there, rats.
Yeah.
Keep it trickling the ball down the field, boys.
Yeah.
The mentor. Oh.
No, Sexer are saying you're acting like it's some wilder, unique thing that he just drinks domestic beer. That is, I promise you, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just the idea, the only beer you drink is that it is done in 30 racks, and just being very specific to that made me think of where in my life I am like that. Mm. Not these are the most popular drinks in the world. It's like water, coffee, American domestic beer. I'm not saying that Matt Bowen is unique for it. Yeah. I was thinking about where in my life have I gotten bougie.
Yeah.
And it's many places. And then when am I still, a simple man? And I don't have that many.
I'll tell you.
I was thinking about that.
I'll give you one.
Thank you.
I like a lovely charcuterie tray with high-end, well-constructed, beautifully aged and seasoned salamis and stuff like that. Like, I enjoy that.
So why don't
you
make any?
Well, yeah, you're not good at it. But I tell you what I really like is the cheapest bologna from the deli that I could possibly find.
Do you actually buy it?
Uh-huh.
Good for you.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's kind of a treat because there's a health factor involved. But
yeah,
like,
because it's all salt.
Man, you like wrap a piece of bologna around a piece of cheese or like fry me up some ring bologna or like something
oh, sure.
like that. Like, woo boy. And I know I could get a pate. Hell, I could go to foie gras and that crap if I want, whatever. But just straight up, deli bologna. Let's go.
Owen had SpaghettiOs last week.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
For the first time. And I was like, do we have more of this? And Steph was like, are you serious?
Yeah, like, yeah.
I was like, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, when did we start feeding together? This is like the second or third time having SpaghettiOs. I don't know. It must have been for lunch when I was at work. Can I have a can of SpaghettiOs right now? She's like, yeah, they're right there.
How about like Braunschweiger or like liverwurst? Like, I mean, that's, whew. Spreadable meats for the win.
I was going to say, Danny, to your point, like having ramen. We still keep ramen in the house. You can dress it up a number of different ways, but like sometimes a simple, cheap eat, like there's nothing more fulfilling.
It's the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buttered noodles with Parmesan cheese.
My daughter's one of her favorites.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
Do you want the can? Should I open the can of Rouse sauce? It's $8.99.
No.
I'll just sprinkle the Parmesan cheese on my pasta. Thank you very little.
Even you hold the Parmesan. I'm good. Just give me a little.
Just the butter noodles.
Butter noodles, a little salt. I mean, there's something about that that's
are you, a heathen?
Yeah.
That's too simple.
I think it's the
first thing.
I think it's the first thing I ever made for myself too. That's part of it.
It was like the only thing I made for myself for like a year.
Well, here's another one. Like,
you guys want an embarrassing story about the first time I made myself butter noodles?
Sure.
All right. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony. I was like 16, 17, 16. We'll call it 16. Make it sound a little better.
Down in the basement, get a little craving for some noodles.
My mom was.
He had to give it to himself.
My mom had left. She was going to the chiropractor. She was like, you good to make yourself some noodles? I was like, yeah, I can make myself some noodles. And then I got there and I was like, all right, I got the pot. I got the water. I got the noodles.
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, all right, do I need to get the water boiling
before
I put the noodles in?
That's a good question.
Or can I just put the noodles...
It's a really good question, and the answer is right in the box, too. It's really helpful.
All right, so here's what
happened. So true, it is on the box.
I called the chiropractor and asked my mom.
Did you really?
100%. That's where the story gets embarrassing. Wow. I called the chiropractor and had them put my mother on the phone to tell me about what order it went in terms of boiling the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, the box of noodles.
I can't believe I just said that into this microphone.
Box of noodles was the internet of our youth. I mean, that's where you could find stuff, was right there on the box of noodles.
So
you called the guy.
So mortifying.
Can you put my mom on the phone for a second? Yeah. So
I'll tell you the next part. I swear to God. I swear to God. She was like getting the adjustment, and the receptionist was like, she's back with the chiropractor. And I was like, what do you need? And I was like, I got a question about making pasta. And she was like, well, maybe I could answer it for you. And receptionist at the chiropractor was like, you should boil the water before you put in the noodles.
It takes a village to raise a kid.
It really does. It's a true story.
What about an idiot?
I can't believe I just told that story on the air.
Oh,
wow.
Tremendous.
That is mortifying. We'll answer some of your questions next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on The Score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
Let's let someone else ask a couple questions.
I just want to ask you.
And then we'll come back to you.
One question.
How about that? Let's let everybody else and we'll come back to you.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
Then I can figure out who I want to answer to. I don't need your help with that.
I just want to ask you. One question.
Does anyone else have another question for us?
I got a question.
All right.
I just want to ask you.
Thank you.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
You text them, you twitch them. Today, Tanny gathers them and asks them, what are the questions?
Yeah, first one, Sean in Charlotte. Now, that's Sean who lives out in Charlotte for all. Okay. What's one thing you're looking forward to this weekend?
I'm seeing Adam Sandler on Sunday. Three couples going out to dinner beforehand, then floor seats at the United Center for one of the formative comedic voices of my youth who I've never seen live. Very excited.
Very cool. I'm looking forward to the Pro Bowl games.
Such a liar. Such a liar.
On Sunday. I'm very much looking forward to hanging out with the Rubster. Got a lot of one-on-one time on the docket for a Ruben, as my wife is sadly traveling, but I will find the upside by hanging out with the boy on Saturday night and on Sunday morning.
Tanny?
I'm looking forward to a birthday party for a good friend of mine's turning 50 tomorrow. So we're going to go over there, wife and I, and attend his birthday festivities. But in all honesty, I think we're going to, it's like an open house sort of thing. So I think we're going to be among the early arriving crowd and the early leaving crowd. And then wife and I are going to go, have dinner or do something for us, because we haven't been together on a date in a while. So I think we'll do that. So I'm looking forward to both ends of that evening. So
good for you.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Next one from the 630, Spigs.
Yep.
Are you a Tom Waits fan? If so, what's your favorite song or record?
I deeply appreciate the artistry and the commitment and the career for Tom Waits. I'm not a huge fan, certainly not encyclopedic. You know what I'll give a shout out to? His version of Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Off to Work We Go from the incredible Stay Awake album, which is an album of covers of Disney classics. There's so much good stuff on there, from Bonnie Raitt doing Baby Mine. So many incredible things. But Tom Waits' horrifying version of Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Off to Work We Go. Oh, it's good.
That is good. Well done.
Some more Tom Waits trivia. Danny, you would know this. The Wire's intro song, the Tom Waits record.
Oh, hell yeah.
They based that off of, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Way down in the hole.
Way down in the hole, yeah.
And also another bit of Tom Waits trivia, fun fact here for you. You can share this with your friends at a party this weekend or when you're going to see Adam Sandler. Say, hey, everyone, did you know that Heath Ledger based the voice for the Joker in Dark Knight on Tom Waits? Watching an old interview of Tom Waits.
Wow, I never knew that, but that makes all the freaking sense in the world.
That's really cool.
All right, next one from the 847 for Danny. Is Owen still winning the war to sleep through the night with the fake
I feel a poo coming?
Been yelling for that.
That happened when you were gone.
Yeah.
Speaks. Yeah, I told that story.
I hear
immediately regretted
How's
it.
That war going, Danny? You on the winning end or losing end?
It feels like he's getting a little better, still.
He's still the same age as he was.
He's still the same age as he was a week and a half ago. And
he didn't mature overnight dramatically.
He didn't hear the segment and really just reconsider the error of his ways.
Have you thought about playing it for him?
I have.
Listen to how you sound with your poo coming stuff.
Exactly. But then he's just like, hey, I won the pick segment, so you can't tell me nothing. Yeah.
All right, well, there's always tonight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Just stack days on top of each other.
Solo parenting this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Wish me luck.
Wow.
Steph's in New York.
Look at both of us. Let's check in on Monday about this.
Yeah.
You got a double.
I'm one on two.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the diapers.
Play the zone.
And, yeah, it's a whole scenario. And the last time I was one on two yesterday morning, one of them head got cut open.
Yeah.
It was bleeding all over the place.
A lot of blood.
So,
single high parenting this weekend.
Yeah. So but it's kind of nice.
Help over the top.
I set the bar so low before she got on this airplane to go to New York. Like, literally, as long as she comes back and there has been no blood, I think she'll be like, oh, good job.
Yeah.
So that's good.
There you go.
That's good.
That's smart.
Lowering expectations.
Yeah. Well
that's
done.
My strategy.
Good job making your kid bleed to make the future brighter.
I didn't mean to. And I didn't even do it. It's trying to feed one kid. And it wasn't my fault. You can listen to the podcast from yesterday
that's
or the day
point.
Before, whenever.
And Connor O'Donnell checks in. Speaking of, our beer conversation from last segment and Matt Bowen, what is your beer limit in a night? It's for everyone.
Oh, yeah. See, beer's heavy, man. I don't know if you guys know this. I don't drink a lot. I don't drink a lot of them. I used to. You know, there was a time. But these days, beers total, I'm like 3-5 maybe.
It totally depends on the beer. If, like, we're getting together and going old school and like playing drinking games and throwing ping pong balls into cups, which happens very rarely, but if it does and you're just pounding light beer, I could still probably approach double digits over the course of a long period of time. But if I'm drinking Tank Sevens, 8-9% alcohol by volume heavy beers, four of those things and I'll feel hammered. So it totally depends on the beer.
Tanny, what's the most you can put away these days?
I mean, it's a funny question because, like, usually if I'm having beer, I'm not counting. And if I'm trying to get intoxicated, I'm just going to go for something stronger. But, like, I think, I probably do max out at about, let's say, if we're talking Spotted Cow or something like that, talking, like, maybe 10 spotties, something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's been a while. I don't count. Well, 10 spotties if you're at a ball game, some little stronger, like a Revolution, like, 6 or 7. Not crazy here.
Yeah.
Let's be adults about it. Hey,
6 or 7 Revolution, though. I mean, that's putting them back. It's a good day.
Yeah, if I've had a full meal beforehand.
Yeah.
I like to have about 10, walk 36 holes, and then go out and put up 45 against Cleveland.
You know what I mean? Yeah, well, no, you're the greatest.
That's all legends are one to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, from Audio ID Kid, you guys miss Shane today?
There was much less fear of getting fired and having some. You didn't dump anybody though. The last time, you dumped someone.
I had to dump Adam Amin.
What did he say?
Oh, well, I'm not going to tell you. Speaks knew right away because he's been a culprit of saying that word several times. It's a word that maybe you could probably get away with, but at this station under the iron fist of the Trojan, we can't do it. The D word when talking about oneself.
Yes.
Oh.
And not Richard, but the other D word.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've heard it in other markets, but those are the rules that we play
by here. It's why Terry used to talk about foreign banks, the Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I did have to do the dump once today.
Yeah.
I mean, there was really no difference.
You know, it's fun. I didn't technically miss Shane, but I did make a concerted effort to make sure that the vibes were good and everything felt quick and fun in his absence, because he's usually very good at helping the vibes be good and helping everything feel quick and fun.
Oh, well, mission accomplished. All right.
Thanks, Speaks.
Yeah.
Because you guys suck at that. Have a good weekend. You guys don't bring much
carry
to the table.
Carry that with you into the weekend.
You bet.
That Speaks today was trying to be a good vibes provider.
I was trying today.
Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't miss him. Who cares?
Yeah.
Now I could speak on Ray's behalf. Ray says, who cares? Don't even know who Shane is.
Yeah.
And Tyler, did you miss Shane at all today?
Not really.
All right, that's good.
Perfect.
Thanks, Tyler.
Way to bring it home.
Dynamite drop in there at the end. Thanks, Tyler.
Broadcasting school really paid off. Oh, man.
We're the worst.
We really are terrible people.
Horrendous.
This is not a bad one. We could file away if you've got a quick answer off of my story. What's the most embarrassing thing you ever had to ask your mom or dad about? That's a good one from Wham! 1979 on Twitch.
Let's file that away. Have you seen the TikTok guy who did the TikToks of like texts from our kids at college? And he had like 7 or 9 iterations of it. They're unbelievably great.
Okay.
So
I probably sent half of them.
Yeah.
But I got plenty more stories of being out in the wild, feeling like I have independence, and then being like, oh no. What's happening here?
Do I need to boil the water first? It's kind of an all-timer.
Yeah. And then the receptionist at the chiropractor's office was like, honey, I can answer that for you. I don't need to go get your mom. Mortifying. Thank you to Adam Amin. He was on today's show. That was it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Mark Grody's coming up next. He's got 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on these airwaves.
Whoa, marathon shift.
I know.
For our fifth mob member. We haven't seen Grody in a long time. He's got to hang out more or else Wani's going to pass him as the fifth member of the mob. They're always in that little 5-6-6-5 battle that they don't even know they're in. They're just in that battle in my own head. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream.
Tyler Buterbaugh for being here. Thank you, buddy.
Ray Diaz and Tyler Buterbaugh, thank you very much for helping in place of Shane Reardon. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Till next time, I'm Lynn Bramer on XRT. Take nothing for granted. It's great to be alive.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.